when did you decide that you wanted to do this? Like, is this something in your life when you were younger?
Yeah, when I was 10, my mom took me to the video store and got me to rent a bunch of videos because she wanted to go to bingo and couldn't afford a sitter. I swear to God, I'm being honest. And I liked Eddie Murphy because of a lot of the movies I had seen, and one of the movies I rented was Raw. Eddie Murphy Raw. And my mom, of course, she didn't look at the back of the box and go, no, you can't see him. She was like, whatever you want, as long as I can go play bingo. So I go home and I'm watching this thing and I'm 10 years old. And the things I heard Eddie Murphy saying, I'm like, oh my God, every other word, fuck this and that. And you know, Mr. T having sex and all, I'm like, wow. At the end of it, I rewinded it and I watched it again. And then I rewinded it again. I watched it 3 times that night, and I started laughing, and I was like, you know, this is cool. And a week later, I auditioned for a talent show. This is what inspired me about Eddie Murphy, was that he did characters and voices, and when I did the talent show, that's what I did. I went up there, and I just did impressions. I wasn't trying to be a comedian. I just did impressions, and they didn't make sense. But it was just a little crazy, because, you know, there I am, a 10-year-old, doing Marvin the Martian having sex. Real twisted, you know. Oh my modulator. Oh my. I grew out of it. But yeah, I was 10 years old, man. 10 years old when it happened.